I wanted to blurt out that. I wanted to say just now, do you all know how his birthday was celebrated?
You stuck your thunder right away.
Yeah, that's good. It's good that it came from you, Peter. Well, it was celebrated in the... Very often he never celebrated his birthday. Very often. He wouldn't want us to. Either he might be observing fast or is in seclusion at that period. We don't know. Not particularly for birthday or anything like that. But whenever he was not in seclusion or doing any of his work, his spiritual work, as he called the universal work, he would permit us to celebrate his birthday. And how did we celebrate his birthday? We didn't know. We didn't know. So he had to teach that to us. Yeah, I tell you. We are so illiterate, so ignorant about the whole thing, yes. And you know what he has told us, how to celebrate his birthday? So we celebrate every time now the same way. At 5 o'clock, he says, on 25th of February, at 5 in the morning, I was delivered by Shirin Mai. That's what he told us. So, according to your time, according to your watch or clock, at 5 o'clock in the morning, you stand, all of you, stand together, gather together before 5, but at 5 sharp, just shout out my name 7 times. Avtar Meher Baba Ki Jai. So we just celebrate that, that's all. And then he added one thing, that after that, repeat the prayer, the Master's prayer, this prayer, prayer of Master's prayer and the prayer of repentance. And then greet one another. Happy birthday. Because I am in each one. And it's the birthday of all in me. This is what we do, that's all. And that day, of course, we asked Baba whether we should have some sweets, because usually it's customary to distribute some sweets. He says, yes, why not? Not only sweets, anything that you want to do, you can do further than this. But this is my celebration, as I want. And everything added to it is good. So that's how we celebrate. Oh, but what a time Baba had. He says, birthday, you call it my birthday. Then Baba, in order that we, naturally when Baba's presence is here, Baba must be ready by 5 o'clock, he must be dressed properly, and Mehra would see that he liked pink, so naturally new. He never liked anything new to put on his body. Oh, he never liked. Never. There was some sort of attachment in the old that he was always wearing. So, new dress, that is new coat and new sadra and all. He'd just see, is it soft properly? He must feel that it has been used properly. So naturally the softness must be there then for that feeling to be given. So Baba people, you see, would go all out to find the softest fabric, you see, available. And they succeeded. They succeed. So that's how it was given to Baba. Baba was told to take the morning. Andar kai nahi baistha tum logo? Andar kai nahi baistha? Why do you sit out? Huh?
I'm gonna scare him.
Ka andar kai nahi baistha? Bheek lage ch? Garmi lage ch?
Andar aavela par mari vaja.
Suthe.
Pani piva gaya.
To pachi suthe. પણ આ બે બહેનો તો આખો દારો તો વાત કરે જ ને. યુ હેવ ગોટ એમ્પલ ટાઈમ એટ હોમ ટુ ટોક અબાઉટ. શું વાત કરતા હતા? શું કરે? શું ચાલતો હતો? બોલ ને. What was it? The rotten bus? So naturally Baba was made to take a bath in the morning. And for bath, later years you'd say, He had come, one day he came and said, you know, the first time he opened this news to us, you know, very serious today. It's a very serious news that I have to give out to you. What did you do? Hi, Judy.
Here.
What happened there outside when you entered?
I took my cigarette out of my mouth.
So he says, you know, it's very serious, I tell you. Pay attention, pay heed. Today is the day of my crucifixion. For us, it's just the same thing. Whatever he says, we just hear it. So then he says, do you follow? Have you heard it properly? He says, yes, we heard it properly. But what do you make out of it? See, he says, it's the day of your crucifixion. So you know what it means? But. So he, I think past 12 years or 13 years, he was averse to taking bath. And the last years, long periods would pass by and he wouldn't take bath. Long, long periods. Months. And his body wouldn't stink or anything. His body had a peculiar, what do you call, fragrance of it. You know, have you, I don't know whether you all have handled babies. Babies have that fragrance, milk fragrance, milk, fresh milk, you know. It has a special fragrance, that fragrance, yeah. And my nostrils are very keen, very sharp with anything. Whenever he wanted to test, you see, how whether his body was all right, or was there any stink created or anything, he says, do you feel it? I said, no. But then these women would press us, you know, to just try to coax him into taking bath and all that. So there came a stage when we had to fake certain things. And then sometimes when we used to comb his hair into the south, then we used to... What's the matter? If people come, visitors, of course, we have nothing to say, but if visitors come, naturally they'll get some... There is some body stink now. Is it so? From where do you get it? So I said, from your head. So then he'll put his finger like this, you know. Is it so? No, I don't think so. Yeah. And then I still remember, then he says, all right now. Now call some money or ghavar, somebody would come, some woman who was permitted, you know. So she, Baba would tell, you know that scent bottle somebody has given, that it has been kept at Mehra there or somewhere, get that. So it could be kept here. And every time, whenever there would be, I like that idea very much because I used to use it also. I like scent. So Baba would say, any visitor, I had to remember, any visitor coming inside before that, I had to apply just a little here and here.
Maybe you used to use it too?
Hmm?
Maybe you used to use it
too? Don't make me confess. See this here?
The oh, is it on tape? Oh, no.
So why do you ask me? Why do you embarrass me?
Because you never heard me say anything about you liking anything. Or you person. I mean, you know. You hardly ever say anything about you personally.
Well, I said that I like scent. I like scent. I like perfume.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. You did say that.
Did say it before.
On women. No, you didn't say that. No, he didn't. Tape recording. He didn't say that.
So that's how it was. And we used to give him that, what do you call, he liked perfume, he liked rose, especially the pink rose, he liked very much, the fragrance of it. That's how. So morning time, naturally the bath time. Then after bath, then the women would say, exactly at 5 o'clock, after hearing us shout loudly, they would, the same echo would go there. No sooner they hear the first echo, shout, they started. They had the privilege of saying it out in Baba's presence. And then they would do that, and naturally they would sing some song and all that to Baba and wish him happy birthday, have Baba's embrace, each one of them and all that. And then he would come here. In the meantime, we have embraced him in each one of us, you see. And then when he would come here, we would wish him just nothing but happy birthday, Baba, all of us put together, not each one. So he says, sit down. And if he gets the whim, then he calls each one of us to embrace us. If he's not in a mood, nothing. Yeah. And then, are there any telegrams, cables, or anything? Then all the cables, first of all, the cables are to be read out. There were many cables that were received in the past year, many, many of them. So sometimes it would go to 200, 250 cables. So you'd see, go through every, you'd hear every cable. And then if he wanted, he would ask us to send a reply. So he'd dictate the reply. And that had to be sent the same day. So birthday was not a holiday for us at all. And then after, naturally there would be some special breakfast that day for Baba. So he would distribute the same to us, each one of us, a little morsel would be given to us, knowing that fully they would bring sufficient quantity. And as soon as Ghawar would usher in a tray, you see, on a trolley or something, he says, what is this? How do I eat so much? It's all right, Baba, we'll take it as your prasad if it is left over. So then naturally he would distribute it to us. And then he'll leave some for the women. So they will take it there. Sometimes if he is in a very endearing mood, he'll call each one of us and put a morsel in our mouth. Like that. So that's how the morning time would be spent. Then of course there will be some birthday, what you call greetings, and naturally somebody would say a good joke or something like that. Somebody would tell a story. Bhav would write a poetry, and Francis would regale him with a new birthday song or something like that. So that's how it was. And then he'd go away, and we'll have some relaxation. Of course, those who were relaxed, who were born for relaxation, they had it. We had to go and do our chores, sit on our bed there, office, write letters and whatnot. And then he'd come back in the afternoon again and play cards or do something. Nice time. Or he might want to hear some records, favorite ghazals, or some songs in English or something like that. So that would be it. That's how you pass the day. Moreover, the first thing you'd say, that the message that he had given out to his lovers in the world, that would be read out in the morning. I forgot that. Message would go all over. Same message, everywhere in India and in the world. And this message he would give long, some days before, you know, because Baba's birthday here in India especially, I don't know, they get that mania, I don't know from where they got it. But if it were to be 74 years, then they would start celebrating 74 days. Each day would be a birthday celebration, mind you. And each one's house. So some cities would do that, you see. Towns would do that. And naturally, the birthday celebration would start long back, much before 25th February. So in the month of January, you see, Baba would give us the message for his birthday. That's how you'll find the date there. Somebody might wonder, the last birthday message that he has given. You all might wonder as to how could there be a birthday message after he dropped the body. But that birthday message was already given. For the February 25th.
Who was the message?
Those who love me. Trying to find something.
Love me for what I may give you.
Like a blind man's sight. You got that?
Say it again, please.
No.
I remember.
Harris doesn't remember. Do you,
Harris? I don't remember the words at all. I'm very shy of repeating Baba's words without firm... Why? You know it.
She got that.
Here you are. You got it? All right.
It's going to be a real problem about the 366th.
Yeah, that's what he sometimes jokes.
Maybe it will land on leap year.
What is it?
To love me for...
What I may give you.
Huh?
To love me for what I may give you. It's like...
Yes.
A blind man sacrificing his eyes.
His blind eyes.
For sight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To love me for what I may give you is not loving me at all. To sacrifice anything in my cause, to gain something for yourself, is like a blind man sacrificing his eyes for sight. I am the Divine Beloved, worthy of being loved because I am love. He who loves me because of this will be blessed with unlimited sight and will see me as I am. So his 75th birthday, 25th, this Avatar Mer Baba's message on the occasion of his 75th birthday, 25th February 1969, but he dropped his body on 31st January. That's how it has come.
Did you read that again?
Yes, sir. To love me for what I may give you is not loving me at all. To sacrifice anything in my cause, to gain something for yourself, is like a blind man sacrificing his eyes for sight. I am the Divine Beloved, worthy of being loved because I am love. He who loves me because of this will be blessed with unlimited sight and will see me as I am. By the way, did you read this? I told you to read them. Huh? You haven't read it. It's good that you brought it. And you want to just... You know, in Hindi, it's called Aitoba. What's the word in English for Aito? Aito, but this is Aito.
Ready-made.
Ready-made, yeah, right.
Ready-made, yes.
You know, ready-made maid you are. Everything you want, just ready-made there. You know, you don't want to exercise your eyes, you don't want to exercise your ears, you don't want to exercise your fingers or hand or anything. You want to exercise your mind?
No, I don't want.
You don't want to exercise your mind.
Yeah, that's true. Lazy.
So you promised me that now that you're going to Mehrabad in 4 days, I'll read that. You did read, but some pages.
I did read some. And then the other day, I had the funniest feeling you were going to bring it up again. So I took the book in the room and I went and started to read it because I was going to read it cover to cover. And I fell asleep.
What funny? Just saw it, that's the best thing.
What, to fall asleep?
Yeah. That's what Baba wants us to do.
No, they like that.
Yeah. He wants us to go to sleep and keep wide awake in our sleep, you know. That's, he says, realizing me. But we go to sleep without keeping awake. The only trouble is that. So that's how it would be in the morning, then in the afternoon. The message would be read out, then we'd go again, he'd come and so forth. It was beautiful. The day would pass by very happily. But not always, not invariably. There would be some incidents, you see, where he would want to bathe the lepers, he would keep himself so preoccupied, he would go out somewhere on must tours and mad hunting and all that, you see. There was no birthday for Baba. Later on, if ever he remained on 25th February at home, then it was that. Otherwise, when he's out, nothing. We didn't even remember that it was his birthday. It's a fact. It's a fact. Thank you.
What you said to Martha reminded me of something you told us before about what Bob said about reading books and what they were worth.
Yeah, worthless. Except in jest. Life is a jest, is worth reading. Because I like it. I like the title. I haven't read the book, to be very frank.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I haven't read it.
Yeah, I was really feeling badly this time, and I feel a little better when she said that, but I feel great now. You stinker.
What can I do? See, I don't read anything, you know.
That's why there's no power behind you trying to get it to read the book.
That's right. That's right.
I've tried, really, I have, but I just haven't done it. So I guess I can.
No, but you.
Somewhere in there, you tell us certain books were like something and certain other things were something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember?
Scriptures.
Yeah. What is that?
I can't say.
Yeah, come on. First, it begins with what? Scriptures. Yeah.
Or like.
Dried bones.
Dried bones rotting.
Rotting. For vultures.
For vultures.
Mm. Then? Then what? Writings of.
What?
No. What is it? You might be reading that. What is it next? First is scriptures. Then comes what?
Dried bones. And then
writing.
It's writing of. Perfect ones or something. Writing of.
No, perfect, perfect master is the last. Then,
remember notes I have given for.
That is different, but there are four categories. Yeah. You see, now the key is not.
I think ordinary notes. Human beings and inspired poets.
Yeah.
Then perfect masters. Yeah, yeah. And then
Right. So he has never encouraged us to read anything. That's the reason why I haven't read it. Also, I was a good reader before coming to Baba. But he wouldn't permit me to read, and then the chores were such that I had no time. But I still remember one day, soon after coming to him in 1938, I was reading at Mehrabad some book, I don't know, I got it from somewhere on the bench. And he came all of a sudden without my knowing it and says, "What are you reading?" I got up and says, took the book and threw it out. And then I didn't have the heart to read anything. So now what can I do? But that doesn't mean that you should not read some good books. You should read. Baba wanted you to read God Speaks, so you read God Speaks now.
That's why you wrote part of it. You don't read.
Writing. Who wrote it? Nobody. It was like your, what do you call, you know, the graph machine that is there. It's like that. I haven't read it.
I know what that was, no? Scriptures, works of philosophers.
Yeah.
And then inspired poets on the planet. And then perfect masters and God. Mm.
Right. Works of philosophers. Works of...
Philosophers.
Philosophers.
Are like...
fresh.
Or just,
fresh bones.
Just bones.
Yeah, bones.
Fresh bones. Meant for dogs.
They're meant for dogs, yes.
The first scriptures, like dry bones rotting, meant for vultures.
Yeah, meant for vultures.
And
so Baba told, you know why it happened is.
I can't hear down here, but I haven't heard you.
What?
I can't hear you.
Say it loudly.
The first was, scriptures are like dry bones rotting, and they're meant for vultures.
Scriptures.
Baba,
yeah.
And the next is, the works of philosophers are like fresh bones meant for dogs. And the works of inspired poets, or maybe saints also? Or no, just inspired poets are like meat meant for men. And works of perfect masters and godmen are like brain meant for
who?
What?
Brain.
McCoy.
Meant for men.
Men of God.
Lovers of
God. Lovers of God. So the note was, you see, how we got this out from Baba was, one day there was a lot of just talk, you see, about the time, I think, of Stay with God or something like that. And Francis was involved in that talk to a great extent. Naturally, there was some reference to some scripture, sayings in the scripture. So Baba asked him whether he had read this before. He says, "No." Baba says, "What? You should read it." "Baba, you asked me to read scriptures." He says, "Yes." And then he says, what did he say? "Scriptures are like rotten bones, rotted, and meant for vultures." He says, you know, if you're confronted with these people who have learned these scriptures by heart and they come to you, you know.
Or was it dogs?
Huh?
Might be dogs, then when the people come, like when the barking dogs come,
you can... No, it's for vultures.
Philosophers.
Because, you know, vultures, they pick at you. You see that?
Yes.
That's the reference figure he has given, the correct figure, not dogs.
Mm.
So these people, you know, who boast about their knowledge in scriptures, It's nothing rotten bone, rotted, you see. So they pick at you. So just at that time, then you can throw words and sentences from scriptures to counteract those things. So therefore it is necessary. That's what Baba said at that time. And then he gave all these four categories. And what's the note, B?
But he said, the notes I have given for stay with God are forgotten what?
Yeah, what? What? Just,
well, like the most inspired we have.
Ah, yeah.
The notes I have given for. So I've been trying to figure out ever since if the notes in the back of the book are other notes. I forgot to ask Francis if he was here.
You mean the notes about Aum? Those notes?
That, only the page on Aum. Not the notes.
The notes in the back, Francis says he wrote
those out
of his head.
The chapters that Baba gave in italics.
Hmm.
I asked Francis a long time ago about that page and a half. It came up when we said, how easy was it to write? Did Baba write anything? And because it was, a big controversy going on for years about whether Baba wrote anything or never did. And he said it was like this. You and he would go to Baba in the morning for an hour, and he would give notes on Aum, that page and a half. He'd work it over all afternoon. Next morning, Bob would say, no good. He'd work it over and give new notes and work it over all afternoon. It took 8 days of that, and Bob was sort of satisfied that she'd gotten through. So how easy was it to get Bob's thought? He said, very difficult.
Baba even made us add that part, you see, outside this door. He was there. At the time, there was no roof here. So both of us were there. And we, in the course of that 8 days or 10 days, I don't know how many, I don't recollect now how many days. So he comes out one afternoon and says, we were just seated like that. It's relaxing. Baba was relaxing. All of a sudden, Baba says, come here. You shut your eyes and nostrils and ear, you know, and then, and mouth, and then start saying something. What's the sound that you get now? Let us hear. So he made me do that. And also, I think, if I remember right, Francis also, he told us both to do it. Or was it I don't know. So we did it, and the noise was nothing but Aum, where you shut all the orifices and all that. So he says, don't do it again. Never do it again, he said. And then he says, that's the sound. Then he again tried to explain, again gave us some figures and all. Infinite patience, that's all. He was infinite patience. There's no end to it. Who would care, you see? I don't know why he observed silence also. Why should he have observed silence? By the way, where is Stephen? Where is he? Stephen. Yeah, Chef.
Chef's outside. He may be eating.
Has he come?
Yes, I think he's in Baba's room.
Baba's room. No, Mani had asked him to bring that.
He did. He brought it.
Chef?
He's in Baba's room.
Is the clock
working?
I don't know, I just thought of it.
When I first met Steve Shep, he was playing about.
Is he a Russian?
Yes, Russian.
Yes.
Mm. It's so beautiful, and I remarked him. He was playing at this bottle cafe in Brooklyn. I just remarked it. Anytime he was playing anywhere, he was just playing for bottle. And then he really became a bottle. It's like that one.
It's like the juggler who had come, you know, from Australia.
George
Jeveny. He said, when I used to juggle before, well, it was a different matter. But now, when I juggle only to entertain Baba, he's not here, anywhere in the world. So it's quite different.
What a hit.
Beautiful. What is it?
There.
Why do you make
you
me sit here?
Of, do you know the version of the Master's Prayer that Bob gave in the beginning?
Yeah. There's no version. There's except just one line and one word. One word. Two words. Okay, two and a half words. Yeah.
That,
you know what happened?
What happened?
So why do you all go in for all these things? Why do you all want to get yourself so confused? When he gave the prayer in Gujarati, in that, there is that word, you see. There's no word that beloved God is. There's the other word called, what is it?
Almighty.
Almighty, yes. Beloved. Yeah. When he gave it in English, when he translated it for us, so it was, he said, no, not Almighty God, beloved God. Beloved God. So some who adhere to Gujarati, you know, and they go in Gujarati, they pray in Gujarati, then this Almighty God. Mm-hmm.
So, and they were first given in Gujarati?
Yeah, so it was first given in Gujarati and then he gave it to me.
The repentance prayer also?
Repentance prayer also. It was in Dehradun, I think, yeah.
Do you say those prayers every day?
Who?
You.
Well, I don't know. I can't say I'm saying it every day. You may ask me whether I'm saying every month or once in 6 months or once a year. But always on Baba's birthday I say it. I don't say it every day. No. I don't say this prayer every day.
What do you say every day?
Well, it's my personal thing. Why do you want to go in for that?
About the one that Baba gave about me.
Can I not breathe with my own heart?
You got up early this morning. What time did you get up?
Huh?
What time did you get up?
What time did I get up? I think 2:30.
We better bring up some
what time did you go to bed?
10:30. What's the matter with me?
We don't know.
Oh, yeah, because I'm wide awake and you people are dopey. I know from your eyes the way you all are. You know, I see you people, you know, most of you. As if all these little birds you see caged and they're just perching. See all, where is Adi? Adi was, poor fellow, had to leave the place because he couldn't control himself. So I don't know where he is now.
I always thought he was thinking about Bob.
Who, Adi?
Yeah.
Of course, the best way is to sleep, you know. That's what we used to say.
You know. What you were saying.
Oh, people are in ecstasy. Of course, we used to say the same thing when our eyes used to get tired, you know. So we used to close our eyes and sit before God. Come on, open your eyes. Baba, the eyes are too tired. With the glare and the dust and all that. She says, splash water and come back. Yeah. So we used to also give some such excuse to Baba. People used to say that, well, we are meditating, they used to say that. But they had that. There was a tinge of truth in everything. We were not blatant liars.
That's what I'm thinking when the Luck brothers were telling the story and you kept reprimanding them for being so, you know.
Giving headache to Baba.
Yes, but all the clever little ways they got into him. And I could just see in your eyes that I'm sure you had thought of all those clever ways too.
Why does she pick on me all the time? We were that. You're right.
I thought that was really incredible when you thought of
it. Oh, many things they did. And we used to do the same thing.
Yes.
It was just another slap to us from Baba, you know, and through them, what we did to him. Richard. Happy birthday to you, Richard. What time did you get up this morning?
Oh, he was sick all day.
Oh. Oh. Jai Baba Arvind. Jai Baba. Arvind and Anne. Oh, these people, you know. Steve, come in. You said that you would be playing. Have you brought anything? But how about your finger? You told me that, well, it's painful. You didn't explain to Mani.
Well,
there's no need, no reason why you should play if your finger is hurting you.
No, it doesn't hurt.
But it doesn't, yeah, doesn't it move hurt. Fast.
But it doesn't,
yeah.
I don't have the control that I need.
Yeah.
But I can play.
Well, then you start practice now. Can you? For our, we'll be hearing you entertain Baba and we'll be hearing. Can you not entertain Baba?
Bring it.
Bring it here.
Yes.
Arvind, we missed you this morning. You come here expressly for that and you just go on there and sit there with Baba all by yourself. Is that good? Isn't that selfishness? You didn't think of it? And where was Anne?
Anne
was
also
in Nirvana. Nirvana?
Nirvana.
From where do you think of such things, such ways? I don't know from where you bring out such things. We have been just waiting patiently to be with Baba all by ourselves and we don't find time. And how is it you sneak in and you always win?
I didn't see anyone there, so I thought it would be a good time to go in.
another way of his saying. See that? See how he says? He didn't see anybody inside, so he thought it was a good time for him to go and sit.
Well,
that's right, yeah. Nobody can catch him. Very shrewd person. Have you seen Arvind and Edward when they came first to Baba? The first picture. You haven't seen those pictures? Have you seen that?
Yeah. I want to tell them what?
From soon.
To who?
To Julie and Douglas.
Right. Everyone.
You see, somehow, so now I'm feeling so hot that I'm going to remove. Can't bear to that. Now I'll tell Mera, you will, how long are you?
Yeah, we'll
one hour,
talk.
Half
yeah,
hour.
An hour.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
Just, you can wait just a minute. You know what happened?
You need to leave us now?
In an hour. Do you know what? I've got this roll of film that I didn't shoot yesterday. And I want to take some pictures to show my parents that people love me here. So he's gonna take these pictures, and you guys, we can pretend
you
like
wait.
We love each other.
I see.
No pretense necessary.
Wait a minute.
You
oh, here's what you do. Look here.
Oh, Baba.
Look here.
Just let me let me tell Mera you all are here, so
yeah,
that she is ready. You know, because we've been so busy with Elizabeth and Kitty all morning.
I'm sure.
Helping them.
Oh, it's
got to
get
us.
Are they fast?
Then you can pack. Yes, yes, ready. She's just taking a bath and then they're going to eat their lunch early. Well, what about you? Have you eaten anything?
We have some. David brought some food.
Yeah, I brought some.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you got
I think so.
I wouldn't refuse a morsel from the Godman's kitchen. If I were offered a morsel of food from the Godman's kitchen, I'd never refuse.
Never refuse it, certainly not.
Wait. Wait, see now.
You're supposed to look like you love it.
Huh? You got it close up and then you focus.
So that your parents next time will give you more money to come here, eh? Right?
Or you focus on close up.
Yeah, and then you zoom out.
I see, and that keeps the focus.
Right.
Now wait, I'll leave her.
Hey, you have to be
I'm
getting
married.
Okay.
Better.
Because I want her to be alive.
You understand?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you're taking it now. You gotta pretend like you love it.
Don't move that thing. You're taking the focus in it now.
What's that?
Here, I'd hunt. I'll do it.
You can use the zoom.
You can manually zoom?
Yeah.
You have more experience, though.
No, I'm good. No, I just thought that you're. So, like, you were taking it close up and then zooming out.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. I mean, don't do too much of that because it goes so fast and you'll be
fine. All right. Are you familiar with something? Just a little. Probably as much as you are. I've made.
Hey, you one stop embracing it. Go on.
Yeah.
He's the oldest thing.
Come on. Hey, wait on. Start from here.
No, it's all right.
Now, when I zoom out, it still keeps the focus?
Yeah.
Sure.
But come up, zoom it. I mean, or start with 10 then.
Yeah. Jay. Oh, that's lovely.
Don't block here.
Don't make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. These are parents, the father and mother and son. No, I'm gonna get tired of smiling.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do some hugging now, folks.
I think I'm gonna get it.
There you go. That's lovely. Here, I'd like to have my picture taken, man. I love David.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you focused from full zoom?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get some of marijuana?
I'd like you to do that round again.
Can you stay?
Wait.
Right, Hollywood.
All right, wait a minute.
Get back so you can see this.
Where's the zoom on this thing?
Up there. Yeah, it goes both ways.
Hey, you like this background?
But see,
are you sure it's all right?
See, no, that's to my eye,
it's like
goes,
the party's over.
To my eye, David, it goes out of focus on zoom, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. As long as you have, let me see.
I had it in very good focus.
Is it supposed to be in focus now? Yeah, that looks pretty good.
All right. Well, there's focus. Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Really?
Good job. That's wonderful to show the parents.
Yeah.
What about Alan?
Like, oh, people like him.
What about Alan?
Aloba?
His parents don't want to see me.
Yeah, where's Alan?
What's wrong?
Yeah. I'm Alan.
Hi,
Miss.
Hello,
Shepard.
Hi, Miss.
Hello. Go see Mom's really well.
Did you marry
someone?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm glad I came.
I will, but call.
Yeah, we get
all these people are leaving. It's growing, yeah.
Oh, yes, thanks. A lot of
I've got a little film left.
Yes.
So I decided that I was going to... Can I have a picture? I decided I was going to have Jerry take some pictures of me and show my parents that people love me.
Sure. That's good. That's a very good idea. Who's this person?
I'll show you these people's stories.
Yes.
Doesn't
bother
me.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. 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 I know. Cabinets, really. Where do you get them from?
Banu Mas. Ah. I'm going to take them to America and make copies and have negatives made. So. Ah.
David, you're busy here and you're going to be very busy there.
I know. That's the way to do it. Mary, did you find the book and everything?
Yes, and we're just getting Susan's address. Kitty Elizabeth wants that in case she has to get in touch with
yes.
her.
Yes.
I'm going to have a look. Check up a chair. You have to see all the pictures of her. And
Jerry, you want to take your
wait.
You gotta take Philip because I'm gonna show my parents if people love me.
Yes,
greetings.
David.
Wait, you have to wait.
Nope.
I don't want to. If you get overactive, then you won't seem
to do it. Where are you going to be?
Right here. Yeah, just right here. You can come
here. More work for Baba there.
He's like this hair.
Very good.
When we are there, then you can come here and take over.
We'll let them help while we are here so that you keep alive.
Okay.
And we
were, you want to leave us here to make fun of that?
And we were telling Alan, whenever you need a very good nurse for the health center, it's a very
yes.
good one.
Yes. Wonderful
yeah.
one.
I'll keep him on.
Now, what is
wait.
Mother will say, what is it? You're just embracing everybody. That's all that you did there?
We can do a dance.
Come on.
Well.
Yeah.
Thank you, okay. Bessette. Everybody embrace me so that I can show you to my friends how much they love me.
Because otherwise they think, what the
Madam, when you get up at the last stop, it's a tailor, Eric and Paul.
Yes.
Seeing you?
Be good?
Money, let me show you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Here too. Good to hear them. Thank you so much.
We were the only ones who came.
You're just standing here for a little.
Anyway, you're going from Baba's home to Baba's home.
It's true.
Huh?
But this is the home.
Look at this.
Oh. Who's that?
It's these people's son. She's the one that saw Mama in Zoroastra.
Oh.
Look at how Baba looks here.
Like this is a cover too.
He's not a member. He's a doctor. Oh, that's Baba. Oh.
This is Baba's beautiful shoulder.
Yeah. And sometimes in Baba's surgery on the floor, the children just
look. Look at this.
Yes, yes, you see? Oh, that's...
I'm going to take him to America and make copies of him and take him out.
Yes, do that. Look at that. That's a... Wait a minute. I'm going to sit there.
It's a